Welcome to Biophilia, the love for nature in all her manifestations.
Hold on, we're not about to look at waterfalls and lions attacking wildebeests.
Much of nature is hidden from us, that we can neither see nor touch, like the one phenomenon that can be said to move us more than any other in our daily lives. Sound.
That is David Attenborough narrating Biophilia, which is the new project from Björk, who is once again pushing pop music boundaries. I hesitate to call Biophilia a record because it has so many aspects, including an elaborate interactive iPad app. I asked Björk how this whole thing began.
I started off with this project thinking that it would be like the frustrated music teacher in me getting out and making some educational apps for children.
Right.
But I ended up actually learning tons myself. So
about science, about music, about both?
Like the whole thing. So I it was sort of like I went to school as well, you know, last 3 years.
What did you learn? Most amazingly.
I watched a lot of DVDs and read books, and I guess I've sort of updated my look on things. I think this whole project was kind of based a little bit around the touchscreen, which we had in electronic music for a while. So when I was touring the Volta Tour from 2006 to 2008, we were performing with touchscreens, and that sort of became the beginning point, the entry point for this project for me.
As you became comfortable with that tool.
Yeah, that I wanted not just to perform it, but write with it. I see who you are. And that sort of tapped into that I wanted to re-look again at how I saw musicology.
Uh-huh.
And I felt this was sort of a tool that I could do that, not only with music writing, but also with teaching.
This is about the most ambitious project I've ever heard of in my life. It's amazing. Let's take a look, just to give a sense of the ambition, which people at home can also do, at this iPad that's sitting here. There you are. There's Biophilia. Now, what comes up initially is a very lovely black and white view of space with some constellations. Even though, of course, constellations aren't really scientific. So, should we look at crystalline, which is the one that I touch it?
Directly on the star.
Okay. And it explodes. So, there's lots of things you can do here. There's play, animation, lyrics, credits, score. Let's do score. I touch score.
Yeah, score is basically more traditional music score.
Yeah, I see a kind of beautiful yellow, red, white, green sheet music basically scrolling across the screen here.
Yeah, it's scrolling in the right speed of the song, and you can either do the karaoke and sing along.
Because the lyrics are there.
Yeah, or you could turn the sound off.
Right, which you do here.
And then you could put it just on your piano or whatever and play along.
And you have the little metronomic sound here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I like the music better, unless you're going to sing.
Maybe not right now.
Okay.
And then we have another score. It says animation.
Right.
And that's more like a visualization of the song.
We see visuals here of a beautiful green and blue and yellow dots of various shades sort of responding to the music. And again, scrolling in this progressive way that is more an abstraction of the music.
Yeah, I mean, it's more just like blobs. It's based on the notation of the song, but it's kind of more for people who don't know anything about notation. So, I mean, I wanted to blur these lines between, like, classical music notation and MIDI information, which is basically the same thing.
MIDI information being all the ways that music is put into digital form.
Exactly. And I mean, it's just the same thing. So it's basically an attempt to sort of do the Kofi Annan and build bridges between those two little worlds that actually are the same.
You are a big line blurrer in many ways. you like blurring the lines, yeah?
I think out of all projects I've done, it's been sort of more about building bridges. I don't think it's so much inventing new things. It's more about building bridges.
Uh-huh.
Heaven's bodies, world.
empty sea until a silver fox entered cunningly.
That was Cosmology from Björk's new record, Biophilia. So what musical ideas or lessons did you intend to introduce with this project to your audience?
It looked at sort of 101 introduction to people who haven't learned about musicology. So, you know, a little bit about the rhythm, a little bit about time signatures, a little bit about scales, a little bit about arpeggios. And then if people then want to go and learn the violin for 30 years, they can, you know.
Right. It's also a cool record. Let's listen to one of the tracks, which is called Thunderbolt.
Thank you.
Universal intimacy.
That is Thunderbolt from Björk's new album, Biophilia. How else is the music on this album connected with the natural world and physics and biology and the rest of it?
I try to approach it from as different angles as possible, obviously with the subject matter of being where music and nature meet. You could go have 5 billion of subject matters. But I wanted to do the sort of most obvious ones, sort of like if I'm introducing music to a child. Another song is basically a virus that takes over your song, and it's sort of like a tongue-in-cheek pun on generative music. Yeah, basically you have a cute pop song singing about viruses, but then the virus actually takes over the song and wins in the end.
And it's called Virus, that song.
Yeah.
Like a virus needs a body. Soft tissue feeds on blood. Someday I'll find you. The urge is here.
And then there is, let me think, Crystalline, which that's more about structure and how you experience spatially.
Uh-huh.
For example, the verses are quite claustrophobic tunnels, but the choruses are wide open nebulae.
Crystalline internal nebula.
Crystalline
rocks growing stroma.
Crystalline,
I compare claustrophobia.
You created some original instruments or commissioned them to be made. Talk about some of those.
I did try to work out a gamelan orchestra. I mean, I think 1 year through this project, we just totally ran out of budget. So the last 2 years, we've been making these DIY punk decisions. It's actually been quite liberating.
And you combined a gamelan and this thing called the Celeste, which is a kind of a piano.
Yeah, so basically I have an instrument quite old, which is, looks like a small stand-up piano.
Uh-huh.
And that has these silvery kind of notes, metallic notes that sound quite celestial. That's why it's called Celesta. And then we gutted that and got this bronze note made instead and replaced them. And bronze is the same material as a gamelan is.
Uh-huh.
So it sounds like some sort of like a hybrid between the two. But and then it's just plugged in. It reads MIDI, so basically you can just plug it with your iPad.
And people should go look at pictures of these online at our website because they're beautiful things. They're these kind of wonderful steampunk contraptions that are absolutely gorgeous. They look like theatrical props, but as you say, they're the real deal, right? They really play.
Yeah, it's been real fun.
Part of your intention is to make music and music education more accessible to children. Your second child is young, right? Was having this little kid around helpful in that procedure?
Yeah, totally. I mean, she's really musical. And I guess me kind of trying to decide which direction to go to, you know, and just seeing her like sit down and play with some of the apps and stuff.
So you had a little focus group to experiment on.
My own personal guinea pig. Yeah, I guess I was thinking if you have a kid that has a touchscreen in its lap, then technology is doing what it's best at. It's taking complicated algorithms and then you can control it with one finger. But then I liked it to be connected with acoustic sounds, because I feel sometimes with children, when they're too much doing computer games, that they get stuck in this kind of virtual world.
Right.
So I wanted somehow to have this exit point somehow.
Birk, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Björk's new album / app / creative explosion, Biophilia, is out now. And you can see a video of one of the tracks at studio360.org.